DB got some nerve. Be who you talking to, the king shit. Bring back Folly, they sit on your lap and help you dream shit. Fly that bitch on Spirit, she don't like it by your own shit. Got my weight up, 2-3 cribs, I own shit. Talking big business. Flipping pie, top off, pay my tie. On me cheat, the map was faded loader. I can't do no fry, this shit major. She a 304, flip that on your page. She gon' suck me for no wages. Send her home, find that way. Boy, my page is too thin for these hoes, I'm through. You ain't even getting no pussy, and I bought you some food. It like you plotting on me, baby, and I thought you were true. You for the street, that's okay, I just thought you were my boo. You can't play me, cause I peak shit. Marby Road G shit, nothing for the free skin. Pay me in a sheet spit. Trap out Monday, 30, we go dumb it on the weekend. Drip so hard, this shit here like on leak shit. Did this shit made, she a 304. Flip that on your page, when she put that pussy on me, I go crazy. I was talking business, flipping pie, top off pay my tie, trying to split a quarter billy with the guy. See this shit made.
Shit, major, two major. Major like a missing key, got flavor, he hate. Wonder why they envy me, I played her, you saved her. Diamonds on my polo tee, still sneaks. Cameras when I pop out, feel like Polo G. Why you pop up unannounced? Fastest way to get you blocked, fastest way to get you curved. I swear that hoe playing with my top. How you niggas gon' ride my way? You ain't even left the dock. 8 a.m. and I'm making plays, I be working round the clock. Big old boss, brand new mansion, that's a big old cost. Drip on nigga, that's a big old sauce. DVS diamonds, big old cross. Niggas ain't working, they rather just talk. You ain't got drives, might as well walk. Quarter meal cash, I've been right in my vault. Still have emotions, fuck the nigga thought. What? Yeah, yeah. What don't hoe gon' say when I jump out the lamb? Baby, this is film, get it on count. Yeah, she know that I'm having some shit on my body. Know that I'm in here with Scotty.
This shit made, she a 304. Flip that on your page. When she put that pussy on me, I go crazy. I was talking business. Flipping pie, top off at my tie. Trying to split a quarter billy with the guy. This shit made.
My zone go on and on. G is in my chromosome. Gone and give Tyrone the phone. Holler when you're home alone. I'm on that Patron, come on. Strong, I make you moan and groan. And play that macaroni song.
Baby, you've been gone too long. Used to set the tone, you wrong.
Before another stone is thrown. Private flights I've flown to Rome. Mortgage loans from home to home. But I also put chrome on the bone. Streaming rights from song to song. No joking, I'm too grown to Joan.
What don't hoe gon' say when I jump out the lamb? Baby, this is film, get it on count. Yeah, she know that I'm having some shit on my body. Know that I'm in here with Scotty.
This shit made, she a 304. Flip that on your page. When she put that pussy on me, I go crazy. I was talking business. Flipping pie, top off at my tie. Trying to split a quarter billy with the guy. Beat this shit made.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL live show. The most major is in the building. All right, coming at you live from the big city all the way down to I-95, all right, to my good folks in Georgia. All right, big shout out to the Tylers. They in the building. All right, we're going to get them connected in just a bit. All right, we've got this new programming going on. We've been here for a couple of weeks now, having a real good time on this ATL live show. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure that you tap in with. I know everybody is accustomed to our Saturday programming, but now y'all got to get hip to the Friday programming. All right, because we here. All right, focusing on our southern folks. And like I said, everything beside the five boroughs is down south. That includes upstate New York, because they real southern too up there. All right, big shout out to my folks in Delaware. Big shout out to my folks in VA. All right, big shout out to my folks in Maryland. All right, like I said, going all the way down to I-Line 5. We're going to keep it hot and keep it real heated today. I got some things we got to discuss. I definitely want to know what's going on with you in your neck of the woods. All right? Even if you're not from the South, if you're from the Midwest, all right, big shout out to my folks in Michigan, my folks in Ohio. All right, if you're from the West Coast, all right, big shout out to my folks in Oregon. All right, big shout out to my folks in Cali, you know what I'm saying, my folks in the high desert and surrounding areas all around. All right, we got a lot of folks everywhere. Big shout out to my folks across the pond, too. I heard from one of my folks I hadn't communicated with in a while. Big shout out to the good folks over at Soul Central Magazine, a real big publication over there. We've had the pleasure of being involved with that publication, being in that publication in years past. So maybe we'll definitely hook up with them again and see what we can make happen. 563-999-3050, that is the call-in number. Let me get the Tyler's connected right now, and see what's going on with them. Tyler's, how you feel?
What's happening, DJ Sincere?
Everything is popping, man. How's it going on in your neck of the woods?
Hot.
Already?
Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, Mrs. Tyler?
I'm here. We here. We ready for ATL Live.
It seems like y'all been in quite a few places. I see y'all running around and getting ready to do a whole bunch of events. You want to give us a recap on some of the stuff that you've done lately, and maybe a heads up on some of the stuff that's in the future?
Oh, most definitely. This past week we were, where were we this week?
Let's see. I know we did, of course, the 420 event. Let's see, this week.
We've been all over.
Yeah.
We've been all over.
I'm trying to figure out.
Tomorrow we're going to be on the Millions and Wins tour stop in Lithonia, Georgia for Kirby the Hottest. So he's got us coming out as special guest tomorrow for that. And now, see, we have a major announcement because we don't really talk about the brand ambassador work that we do. You know, we've had several brands that we've represented, and you know how that goes, sponsorship and brand ambassador. But Igloo Nation, Igloo Fest is coming this summer, June 20th, I think is the date. I'll get back to y'all for sure. I'm about to look that up in just a second. But we were chosen out of a very, very few. Like, I had to submit work and things like that for them to go over. So we were accepted as the ambassador for this year's Igloo Fest in Atlanta. So that's big. That's big for us. Because Igloo, the people that make the coolers and the drink holders and, you know, so we got a brand endorsement. So that's good.
Definitely.
Okay, that's hot. That's hot. We definitely got to let your folks know, all right, that they could definitely tap into, the ATL Live show here on Dirty Basement Radio. They could definitely we could definitely help to expand their markets and expand their brands across our a syndicated platform of stations that carry the show. So, you know, if they're interested, have them hit us up, and they can definitely check out the show. We love to have them come on the air and shout themselves out and talk about what it is that they do.
Yes, absolutely.
And one more thing that's coming up, the CBT Music Fest in June.
Yes, June 27th and 28th. The Carolinas are coming to invade Georgia, so we're going to have they're saying they can be. So all of y'all artists that's listening, y'all hear this. If you want to perform at the Music Fest, hit us up, because he says him and his team can be any team from anywhere. So we're going to bring artists. We're going to bring some of our artists in to kind of, you know, dispute that. That's a major claim to claim you the best. So we're gonna have a showcase that night at the Music Fest. So
Shout out to Bobby Dollars for that.
Yes.
So. Okay. Now, if any artists that are in the ATL area, if they want to, you know, tap in with some of the events that you're involved with, or they want to perform on stage, do you have performance opportunities at some of these events for independent artists?
Yes. For some, I absolutely have performance slots, but some of the festivals they're their own marketing, and they're their own media, and they're their own performance talent, you know, acquisitions and stuff, but I can always refer them to the people that I go through if they need that. So.
Okay. All right. All right. That's what it is. All right. Cause I know there's artists all over the place. I know ATL has tons and tons of artists that are trying to make their name in the business, trying to, you know, break through all the, you know, all the clutter. Big shout out to the artist that we had in the building just last week. I think we're going to pull up his song right quick and give that a blaze, as it were. Big shout out to Fire Cash. He was in the building, had a real good interview with that young man. Have you spoken to him since we had him on the air?
Yes, he enjoyed the interview so much, and he's been pushing the show on his end too. So we appreciate him coming on, giving us his time. He's a busy young man, but you see he's about it. So he really is. We feel like he's going to go far. So we're waiting. We're going to book him for one of our – we might bring him down for the CBT Fest, because I feel like his R&B might be their R&B. So there's that part.
All right. All right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, big shout out to him once again. Big shout out to Fire Cash. Going to get ready to get into his single right now. Definitely doing his thing out here. All right, putting out some good vibes, good sounds. You definitely need this in the rotation. You need this on the playlist when you are vibing like that. This is Fire Cash, and this is called Smoke Break. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. Remember where you heard it first.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah. You're tuned into the ATL Live Show. I feature the Tylers. We bring you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. You just finished listening to new music coming from Fire Cash. That's the name of the artist. The name of the song is Smoke Break. We vibing a little bit as we start off the show. We're going to keep this going just a little bit more as we proceed. More new music for you right now. This is Rhapsody alongside Erykah Badu. This is 3 a.m.
Yeah. You make me feel like a virgin, new person. You make me pull back the curtain. I'm not afraid to share what you would hurt me. You feel like a healer. I know I'm imperfect, though you make me feel like Jesus, or how God sees us. Not afraid to show my insecurities like Issa. Love making, booty clapping like Nettie and Celie. Netflix asking if we still watching TV. Intoxicated, nauseous off your love. Got me throwing up emotions I kept secret. That's how I know you care everything I hid, you always peeped it. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Nothing left but
baby, slow motion falling. Boy, you roll it like a sun team for me. Oh, baby, you can do it, explore me. I remember late nights with you. What you like in the morning? Baby, you my last
kiss. You can take the sidewalk to limits with your sweetness. Solid, grounded like the one that grows beneath us. I can see your fetus, that would probably have my features. We laugh, our sense of humor is what feeds us. I love you, I trust you, staycations in St. Regis like Weezy. It's hot, boy, we hit the beach. Suntan in my peach, eyes on us like the feds would watch Meech. The look of love, they watch us like commas on Beale Street. Your knees weak for my cocoa, brown skin. With kicks just like Tabo, I win. I dress better, you dress better, we have fun with it. Shopping sprees on Fifth Avenue, we both spin. Make a wake up and spin the block again. It's different when you lovers and your best friend. I feel safe with you, the most vulnerable that I could be. Right around this time of the morning at 3. Yeah, I love you.
Baby, slow motion falling. Boy, you're rolling like a sun team for me. Oh, baby, you can do it if you slow me.
We've been together super long. The Drake to my Sydney. It tastes like brown sugar every time that you kiss me. Every day you made me feel like a princess. Tiana, the black one at Disney. I talked about being a mama, having kids someday. Maybe two boys, a girl, I'll probably name her Sydney. Thinking back on the plans we made. The looks across the room we trade. Holding hands on the long car rides we take. I had your back, you had mine, all the jokes we say. I love to laugh with you, you were never my mistake. A blessing. Your communication was so impressive. I learned so much, you were like my second adolescence. We grew with each other till we grew apart. My heart crying at the thought of memories I utter. Cause whenever, wherever, you were always there for me. And for that, I'll always love you.
Yeah, a couple of real serious ladies got together on that collaboration. That's Erykah Badu and Rhapsody. That song was called 3 a.m. Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. I see he just stepped into the building. All right, now he's down in that sunshine state. I represent Florida right now, so I think we should take it to Miami. This is Jay Shin. Let's go.
Won't you come and take a ride with me? Let me take you on a tour through my city. South Beach is what they talk about. Cross the bridge and you see how I'm living. How I'm living. Oh. Welcome to the MIA. What is going down?
ground. My city, yeah, they show me love. In the clubs, man, they turning up. The most exotic chicks in the world. Over 21, throw it up. Let me take you to Bayside. Few drinks, then we going on that boat ride. It's time to flex, I'm headed to the arena. The home of the heat, you gotta see them. I'm batting with the Miami Marlins. I'm betting on the Miami Dolphins. This is how it goes down in Miami. Won't you come and take a ride with me? Let me take you on a tour through my city. South Beach is what they talk about. Cross the bridge and you see how I'm living. How I'm living. Welcome to the MIA. Welcome to the MIA. Welcome to the MIA. Welcome to the MIA. Take a ride with me, let me take you on a tour through my city. South Beach is what they talk about. Cross the bridge and you see how I'm living. How I'm living. Welcome to the MIA. Welcome to the MIA.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. I tell you, we all the way around the town. I am from New York City all the way down I-95, giving you all the hottest music. All right, big shout out to my dude, Black Caesar. All right, he's on the check-in behind the scenes today. All right, he thought that I was in Atlanta, y'all. He thought I was in Atlanta. I said, no, that's the name of the new programming. All right, so I got the co-host. All right, this features the Tyler. They in the building now. He says he hasn't heard. Now, I don't think you've had the opportunity to meet Black Caesar as yet, have you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Nope.
Hey,
okay,
Black
okay. Well, we definitely got
it. How you doing, brother?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I said, how you doing,
Hello?
Brother? You on?
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Can you?
You know, Sam just was wondering whether, you know, I had made that introduction yet. But, yeah, we got to make that happen. But he's in the building. All right, behind the scenes, tune into the show. I definitely wanted to let him know that we have this new programming here on Fridays, all right, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, featuring the Tylers. Now, they're located in ATL. All right, they're in Atlanta holding it down, bringing us on the latest. Before we I just wanted to make that quick announcement. I was just wondering that because he was hitting me up, you know, behind the scenes. Maybe we'll catch up with him live on the air tomorrow. All right, but let's get back to some more of this music real quick, and then we got a couple more things to talk about. Let's give it a Florida double play right now, though. This is Ace Hood. Let's keep up the energy.
Great for shit, man. What's up, man?
Blessed in abundance. the king is here. My ride, well, it's right on time. And if you do not mind, I'm like a glass of Prosecco wine. I'm with the queen, finna get offline. Wait, scratch that. I'm fly like the jet lag. I'm proof in the fact you can rise from the setback. No room for the chit chat. With a flow like this, shit hit with an impact. How you do it? I don't get that. He a father, artist, man, and a good dad. Real nigga to the core, when I meant that. 10 toes when I'm on, you offend that. Sorry, I done made peace for the pilot. Spending my days in the silence. I can hear voice, I can hear the voice of the goddess. And you gotta watch your surroundings. Protect your
energy. Ooh, 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 flow. Ooh, flow. Ooh, flow. Ooh, flow. Ooh, go. Ooh, go. Ooh, go. Ooh, go. Ooh,
ooh. Less in abundance. Look who raised from the dungeon. Still come through in the clutch. I'm that diamond a dozen. Filling up clean to the function. Niggas mislead with assumptions. Gotta stay clean from the grudges. Niggas getting way too comfy. Young men fresh from the jump back. Energy feeling like contact. Get that pack. Hit them up, double right back. Still no feeling on wax. Nigga black, don't crack. I still get the feeling I'm that. I need more space for the packs. No ceiling, no cap. Running shit feeling like Jackson. The move from the clay like cash. The shit too massive. Put your mind to imagine. We're from sleeping on clothes to be putting in codes. To get an entry to the castle. I've been reaching my goals. I've been minding my own. And I found me a wife who can match it. Never mind who was hating. I'm way too brave. And I'm living on pure elevation.
Live show on Dirty Basement Radio. You know what? Let's make it a Florida triple play.
What's happening? This your girl Kaya, Thug Mrs., Miss Neck and Back, and you're listening to DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio, NYC. Real talk from a real woman.
Let's ride, babe. Ooh, is your body? I'm really trying to meet somebody. break it on down.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show. I do the damn thing like no other. Make sure you tune in and check us out every single Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Tyler, are y'all into the Southern Soul sound? Are y'all into that sound?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Because,
you know,
cause
they got a...
It's taking off here. No, I mean, I ain't mean to interrupt you. It's taking off more here in Atlanta because it's blending like three different genres or more. And the artists are so entertaining. Like, they don't mind the old school print, the blueprint. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They're taking the blueprint and using it. They're blending country, R&B, jazz, I mean, pop. They're blending it and making it Southern Soul. That's so dope. And we've been working with a few Southern Soul artists.
Okay. So, and, you know, like male, female, like what kind of age range? You're talking about new artists that are, you know, coming into that genre and, you know, embracing it?
Okay, so the first time I got introduced to Southern Soul was through the Zydeco sisters. Diva Fire, she's an old school Southern Soul singer. Like, she's been doing it for years and years and years. And I think she's out of Texas. So that's how I got introduced to it. And then some of the people that I grew up with, they're now into Southern Soul. So Gip, Big Gip, you know, from Goody Mob, he has an artist named Sky Watley. That's his cousin, and that's his genre, Southern Soul. So we've seen him here and there at the showcases and stuff. But at first, people was laughing at him like, boy, y'all not about to get nowhere in this hip-hop culture and stuff. Well, next thing you know, they've got their own genre. So they don't need hip-hop culture. They've got their own culture.
That's it, because, you know, a lot of that music, you know, that style has been around for ages and ages, all right? That down-home soul funk, you know what I'm saying? The music is always groovy, you know what I'm saying? And it does have, you know, when you say country, I say, you know, a little bit of country in it. The storytelling is always, you know, up to, you know, very much up to par. A lot of times it's very humorous too, but it definitely always, you know, tells a story or has a moral to the story, you know, as it were. And, you know, I really started getting hip to it a couple of years ago. I had went to, where was I at? I think I was in South Carolina. I stopped by to see one of my folks, and we was riding around. And, you know, radio's playing, and it's Friday, Saturday night. So, you know, they doing the, you know, like the Saturday night mix or whatever. And dude started off the mix with a couple of these Southern Soul records. And I'm like, yo, what is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was hard. You know what I'm saying? It was hard. And, you know, the beat was fly. And I'm like, yo, this is what it is. So, you know, over the years, I started to, you know, check out some joints. Sometimes we play certain records here on Dirty Basement Radio. And, They're always entertaining, you know, they're always humorous. I think we're going to get into a couple of these records and we're going to talk about this a little bit more. All right. Actually, I came across a couple of joints just recently. I think I'm going to see if I can pull those records up. But this first one on deck, this is a gentleman that we had on the show some months back. Gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Charles. Now, he's out there on the circuit. I understand. I saw some promotion for him recently. I know he has a new song that he just released, so we're going to have to get that here on Dirty Basement Radio. But when we had him on the air, he was promoting this song right here. All right, check the lyrics out on this. Definitely entertaining. All right, this is Jeffrey Charles, and I Caught My Wife.
My wife cheating with my best friend's wife. Now in the corner smoking and Corona and the food of my life. I call my wife cheating with my best friend's wife. When I'm not home, they conversations on the phone, cause she done turned out my life. Never in a million years I would've never pictured this. Guess I wasn't thinking clear from all the whiskey and beer. Hanging out all the time, I could've never crossed my mind that she'd been sleeping with my best friend's wife late night for a while now. See, they've been linking up ever since she came over. On last October, during Halloween, they've been linking up ever since it came over. They getting closer and closer every day by the week. Found out my girl creeping. She sleeping with my best friend's wife
with my
while
friend
I'm out chilling and drinking. They've been making love all night.
They've been making
found
love all
creeping,
night.
Creeping. She with my best friend's wife,
even with my best friend's wife,
and drinking.
They've been making love all night.
They've been making love all night.
I believe in monogamy, the best thing in life, my friend.
You got Birkenstocks,
bird, money to splurge,
and you still turn your back on me. And I'm like, is it really bad for me? And I'm like, most fellas be glad for me. See, they've been linking up ever since she came over. On last October, during Halloween. See, they've been linking up ever since she came over. They getting closer and closer every day by the week. How not my girl creepy.
Sleeping with my best friend's wife,
drinking, they've been making love all night.
Sleeping with my best friend's wife,
and drinking, they've been making love all night.
They've been making love.
Yeah, I caught my wife. I caught my wife. Big shout out to Jeffrey Charles on that joint, putting a twist on things. All right, he caught his wife, but not who he thought he would catch her with. All right, things done changed in the 21st century. All right, things done changed. People got comfortable doing different kind of things with different kind of folks. So what do you think about that song, Tyler? You grooving with that? What do you think about that song?
It's crazy because It gives a good vibe, but it has a crazy story behind it.
It's a messed up story, but he makes it sound good as hell.
Right. I'm over here shaking my ass, bobbing, you know, snapping his fingers and shit.
It took me a minute to realize what the hell he was saying. I was like, wait a minute. He caught a cheating with the best friend's wife? Oh,
right.
Shit.
And I could also hear that, like, at a barbecue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fourth of July, like. But it just give a good vibe.
You gonna play that at the backyard barbecue, Mr. Tyler? You gonna play?
That's
I don't know. You might have some people.
I mean, that's I promise you, That's one of them songs where
you
like
you don't have every woman in there mad or every man mad.
I know that's right.
They ain't even gonna realize the lyrics because they gonna be such in a good mood and good vibe. They ain't even gonna care.
Okay, maybe. You might be right. Well, we're going to keep this going. I got another song on deck that we played here before on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, along those same kind of vibes, that Southern Soul. All right, this is the ATL Live Show. So, you know, we got to do the down south thing. It's only right. Big shout out to my dude, Jazzo. I see he just stepped into the building. We're going to get him connected in just a bit. But I want you to check this song out. All right. And I think if women heeded the message in this song, it would make a lot of things easier, not just for us, but for y'all. All right? It would make a lot of stuff easier for the both of us if y'all would just listen and heed the message in this song.
You know, growing up, I remember my mother always say, the best way to keep a man, the best way to get to that heart is through his stomach. Well, you know, so you know I took my dad's advice, and I came up with something like this. If you want to know how I keep our love alive, I make sure I keep him satisfied. Don't get me wrong, it's not a one-way street. A man is not selfish, no.
Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show, giving you some grown folks music, some grown folks talk right now. The artist on that was Lacey and the song Chicken and Cheeks. Ladies, all right, heed the message. All right, now, us fellas, we can't say it, All right, and we can't say it if we do. Y'all want to give us a problem, so sometimes it takes those ladies to make those kind of songs to convey those kind of messages that need to be put out there in the atmosphere a whole lot more. All right, we in the building right now. I got one more song that I want to play. I'm in this vibe, in this genre right now. Came across this one just the other day. Think y'all going to definitely get a kick out of this one also. All right, the artist on this is Ronnie Bell, and this song is called Lotto. I ain't trying to hit the number.
This song right here is dedicated to everybody all over the world that's just tired of working at 9-to-5. I said I need to hit the lotto so I can get paid. Oh yeah, I'm working my 9-to-5. They got me working like a slave. I said I need to hit the mega ball. Yeah, I need to get rich. Instead of working my 9-to-5, I think I need to hit a lick. I said I need to hit the lotto. Hey, hit the lotto.
Oh yeah,
so I can get paid.
Oh yeah,
so I can get paid. The fridge looking empty. Looking hungry, my baby needs shoes.
Baby needs shoes.
I've been breaking my back for the man all these years.
All these years.
Giving all I got, my blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh yeah.
I need to hit the lotto.
Come on.
So I can get paid.
So I can get paid.
When I'm working my 9-to-5, they got me working like a slave.
Working like a slave.
I said I need to hit the mega ball. I need to get rich. Instead of working my 9-to-5, I think I need to hit a lick.
I said
I need to hit the lotto. Hit the lotto.
Hit the lotto.
So I can get paid.
Oh yeah.
So I can get paid.
Said I'm trying to get paid.
I bought a cup of scratch offs and a Powerball or two.
And a Powerball or two.
I see my babe with another. Lord say it ain't true.
Oh Lord have mercy.
I know I should have seen it coming, but I ain't have a clue. I'm tired of feeling hopeless.
Hopeless.
I don't know about you.
Don't know about
hey.
You.
Said I need to hit the lotto.
Hey yeah.
So I can get paid.
I can get paid.
When I'm working my 9-to-5.
Come on, yeah.
I'm working like a slave.
Working like a slave.
I said I need to hit the mega ball.
Mega ball.
I need to get rich.
Need to get rich.
Instead of working my 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
Think I need to hit a lick.
Need to hit a lick.
Said I need to hit the lotto.
Hit the lotto.
I'ma show them where they can't kiss. If I ever hit the lotto, my boss ain't gon' be hurt. Long hours, low pay. I'ma show them where to put this work. Said I need to hit the lotto.
Hey yeah.
So I can get paid.
I can get paid.
When I'm working my 9-to-5.
Come on,
they got me working like a slave.
Working like a slave.
I said I need to hit the mega ball.
Mega ball.
I need to get rich.
Need to get rich.
Instead of working my 9-to-5. I think I need to hit a lick,
need to hit a lick.
I said I need to hit the lotto.
Hit the lotto.
Hit the lotto.
You're in the right place. You didn't make a wrong turn at Albuquerque. All right, this is Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show featuring the Tylers. All right, playing some of that Southern Soul right now. I know, CC, Dirty Basement Radio is not just hip-hop. Not just hip-hop. All right, flipping styles like flapjacks, like no other. This is what we do here on these airwaves. Tylers, talk to me.
That's what I love about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it versatile, you know?
Absolutely, no doubt about that. So you vibing with that? I mean, there's not a person alive that can't identify with that song. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree. Yes.
Yeah. I'm vibing still. Off my head.
Right.
All right. You know what I'm saying? That needs to become. We need to run that record in the ground right there. We need to run that record in the ground. We need to make that the anthem. We need to make that the working man's anthem. All right? I need to make that the working man's anthem. Let me see if I get Mr. Roy and Jazzo connected. I know they rocking with that record. Mr. Roy, where you at? Mr. Roy? Where you at, Mr. Roy? Trying to get Mr. Roy connected. Let me see if I can get Jazzo in the building. Jazzo, where you at?
I'm here, bro. Leave me out here.
All right, no doubt. So you one of them folks out there, man. You got your dollar and your dream. You're trying to hit the lotto, trying to hit the Powerball,
yeah.
The Mega Millions. All right, you're trying to win.
I'm walking the South Street right now. I'm about to play the lotto. Then I'm about to get in the car and go down 95 so I can find this woman so she can make this chicken in the kitchen. I'm having fun this weekend.
You know what I'm saying? All right, I see my Jazz. See, Jazzo know what it's all about. All right, see, but now, ladies, all right, sometimes if y'all act up and y'all leave that man, then he might have a stroke of luck. All right, and he might hit that lotto after you leave, so act right.
You ain't never lied.
All right, so act right. See, then y'all be mad, you see. But then you got to figure out if something like that goes well for somebody after they leave you, then they were the problem all along. Right? They were the problem all along. If your life starts getting better after you part companies with somebody, then that was that bad energy that was dragging you down. You know what I'm saying? So just keep that in mind and look at it in that kind of a way. But definitely some groovy music right here. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, Grown Folks Vibe. It's the ATL Live Show. All right. So Jazzo, what's going on in your neck of the woods, man? I was trying to get with you a little bit early in the week, man. I was going to run down there, but I didn't know what was going on, and this weather's kind of crappy anyway. But what's going on?
That was the thing. The weather crazy. I was like, nah, because we wouldn't have the fun that we supposed to. But you know, June the 1st, that's my event, so I don't rain, shine or snow. We're gonna have fun. And Dirty Basement Social Club will be started on June the 1st right here in Philly.
All right. Jazzo steady talking about the boom room. He's steady talking about the Dirty Basement Social Club. All right. We're going to have some, I don't know, man. Don't give me no trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good guy. You can't be having me out there being all wild and shit.
You Superman, I'm Batman. We're going to have fun, bro.
All right. No doubt. Just keep me away from the kryptonite. All right. I won't get caught up. Kryptonite is not a good thing. All right. But we got a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, hopefully, in the future. I know the Tylers are going to definitely keep us busy. All right. They got a lot of events that's going to be coming up. Real soon. So definitely stay in tune and in touch with them. Tylers, can you let the folks know how they can get in touch with y'all?
Yeah, most definitely. At Meet the Tylers Podcast 2023 on IG. WeAreTheTylers.com. We are the Tylers on YouTube, on Snapchat, on TikTok, all that.
Okay. All right, make sure y'all get in touch with them. Make sure that y'all link with the Tylers if you're anywhere in that southern region, that ATL region, even, you know, going around Texas, Florida, all of that, the Carolinas. All right, they can definitely hook you up with appropriate situations and different plugins that will help you advance your career and your movement in the most proper direction. All right, because, you know, this business is constantly changing. All right. And if you're not paying attention, you'll think that something is effective that's not effective. You'll think that something is allowed that is no longer allowed. Terms of service change all the time. All right, so you really
absolutely
have to stay abreast. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Yeah, y'all have no idea. Well, I mean,
right.
Y'all know.
But
a lot of these independent artists have no idea. And, you know, people jump on these trends and they think that, you know, because it worked for this one last year, it's going to work for me this year, or even because it worked for them last month, all right, it might not work for you this month. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you really got to stay up to date, you know, and a lot of artists don't have, you know, the inside track in the same manner that, you know, people who are industry people like myself and the Tylers and Jazzo, you know, and Mr. Raw also. He's running around someplace or trying to get him connected. But, yeah, they don't have the same access to the same information in the same kind of timely fashion. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, I know personally we've brought a lot of information here to the airways of Dirty Basement Radio. We put out, you know, talk about $1 million worth of game, you know, on a regular basis for quite a number of years now. But unfortunately, you know, people got into this whole, you know, I'll do it myself and I'm going to do it all myself. And, you know, I don't want to do this and I don't want to break no bread. I don't want to pay nobody. You expect me to give you money? That's payola. You know, all kind of madness that we have to listen to and we got to deal with coming from independent artists who think they know or just, think they know more than they really do. You know what I'm saying? And they think that, you know, things are supposed to operate in a fashion that no other business operates like. All right? They think that the music business is supposed to not operate like a business. It's supposed to operate like a charity. All right? They really think it's supposed to operate like a charity. All right? Let me get Mr. Roar connected. I guess he's ready to go. All right, Mr. Roar, what's the good word?
I forgot that I didn't press that number one button. Shout out to the Tylers. What's going on, Jazzo? Everybody in the building. You, man. You know, just sitting back here taking the two letters. You already know how that goes. Over here in Miami, Florida, it was a hot day, man. It hit 100 today, and
wow,
man. I'll tell you, I stayed in the cool AC. You know what I'm saying? Me and my cat. You know what I'm saying? I told her, don't worry about a thing, girl. We taking the two letters today. She said, meow. I said, all right. When it's hot like that. When it's hot like that, that's what I'm doing. Taking it too. I think I'm gonna go in my bank of memory and pull out a track and take my time and come back with a song. I ain't do the song in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Taking it two letters. You know what I'm saying? And just see what comes up with that, man. Some real good, feel good music. How y'all doing out there today, man? It's good. If the weekend looks anything like it did for the last 2 days, it's going to be a hot one.
Most definitely.
Yep, definitely. I didn't know that it hit 100 degrees already. Damn, in Florida already, and it's just May. I was just thinking here now, in New York City, there's nothing near that. We was having some nice weather over the past few days in the week, you know, in, 70s, almost, you know, touching close to 80, you know, one day or so. So we've been having some nice weather, but, you know, May is funny here in New York. May, even though you think that, you know, okay, it's May, it's springtime, you know, it should be at least, you know, between 65 and 75 degrees on a regular basis. Not so much. You still can't really turn the heat off yet in New York City in May. You still can't turn the heat off yet. For real. So, you know, today is more like 50 degrees. It's crazy outside. And, you know, it's definitely nothing looking like spring. It's still looking like, you know, winter don't want to let it go. So, you know, salute to y'all that's having, you know, warmer weather. You know, it sounds like, you know, 100 degrees, that's a little bit much right now for this time of year. That's kind of oppressive. I know that Tyler said that it was, you know, kind of smoldering where they are also, you know, in Atlanta.
Yeah, we're pushing 90.
Wow, see that? Yeah. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, me and Jazz, on the other hand, you know, we're a bit, you know, further north than you guys are. You know, it's nothing like that up here. Believe me, it's nothing like that up here. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to get it together. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Now, speaking of Florida, though, I saw a headline. You know, I was checking out this story. There was a guy, and this is a real strange story. There's a couple of stories, but I want to talk about this one first. This one, fortunately, you know, it ended well. All right, fortunately, it ended well. But you had this guy, apparently, he had a granddaughter that he was supposed to be taking care of, supposed to be looking after the granddaughter. But he wanted to drink, apparently. He wanted to get drunk. So he decided that he was going to pay a homeless woman, all right, $20 to watch his granddaughter while he got drunk. So he goes to the bar, he gets drunk, you know, he does his thing or whatever. He comes back out, and, you know, he doesn't see the granddaughter. Now, apparently he was in there for quite a significant amount of time, you know, getting his drink on. So he comes back out, and when he comes back out, you know, he starts, you know, yelling and claiming that his daughter's, where's my granddaughter? She's been kidnapped, you know, for, human trafficking and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, so everybody's, you know, they start searching for this girl, and they got the helicopter going. And all of this stuff. And the woman who had the child that was looking out for the child, you know, heard all this going on, apparently from the helicopter making the announcements or the car on the street making the announcements that they were looking for, you know, a child, a missing child. And she, you know, came in, you know, came with the child to, you know, so they naturally, after some time, they sorted it all out. And I believe the man ended up getting arrested, you know, going to jail for, child abandonment and, you know, delinquency of a minor and all this other kind of stuff. And the woman, on the other hand, she was, you know, thankfully, you know, nothing was happened to her. They didn't, you know, accost her in any kind of way. She was actually looked as, you know, the good person in the story for looking after the girl, being that her grandfather was a alcoholic and decided to, you know, engage in this, you know, fiasco. Now, like I said, fortunately, you know, this ended, you know, well for both the young girl and for the lady who was looking out for the girl. But we've seen things like this and accusations be made, against folks, and then, you know, things end up happening and things end up going left in not a very, very good way. But that was something that recently, you know, occurred in the state of Florida. A lot of news comes out of Florida, Mr. Roy. Y'all are very, very active.
It's crazy because, like we said in many different times, when you have a center of attraction, so to speak, that is one of America's center of attraction. You know, New York, I would have to say, is either one or two. You know, it's like, you know, it's California, then it's like New York, Miami, Atlanta, you know, certain places like that where it's brought up in everyday conversation. People like you even just browse around to check the well-being of that state adjacent to your own. You know what I'm saying? Jamaica is another place that people do mention on a day-to-day basis, not just for vacation. They mention it for otherwise food or whatever, politics or whatever. So when you look at Florida and you say, you know, Florida is so similar in ways of New York, that's why I guess I felt like this could be my second home and that I don't feel too far out of whack, you know, because some people know I tried North Carolina. I tried North Carolina 7 years. I just didn't gravitate to the whole chemistry of it. I didn't feel complacent, you know, when I was there. You know, things were just different. Certain things were the same, and there were New Yorkers there, but it wasn't the same. So when I came down here, you know, the Miami life and, you know, the things that I do like about it where it doesn't get too cold at all. So that's when I said, this is going to be a place for me to rest my head for a little while. You know, so you look at the politics is different, though, because like New York laws and rules and regulations are different than Florida. You know, so when you see certain things going on, you might be able to say, well, what the hell is that? How can that go on and that doesn't happen in New York? So it's a norm. It's a norm when somebody, you know, like yourself, you are a bus of not just those two places. You really kind of just like take notice of a few places that you see coming along in you know, social media and news, politics, and so forth. So you know, to incorporate all these different places, you know, to yourself, it kind of feels like you know Florida, you know. Have you ever been down here before?
Oh, yeah, I've been there a few times. I have some family that resides in that state, Mr. Roy, yeah.
So, you know, it feels common, right? You know, like some of the things that you're hearing and some of the storylines and some of the, you know, the movements of what goes on in Florida. Don't that feel like kind of like your what's the perfect word? I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I'm stuck. Damn. But it feels like,
okay,
you know,
man,
this is something, you know, I'm stuck. I got brain froze for a second.
Well, I mean, if you mean that it's, you know, kind of like familiar or like the behavior or whatever, I mean, sometimes yes, but a lot of times no. Some things seems to be, you know, because different areas have their own flavor. You know what I'm saying? And even,
right,
you know, in terms of, you know, some of the different, how shall we say, unlawful activities that may transpire, some of these areas, like, you know, big cities have a certain, you know, type of crime, and, you know, small towns, while nobody may want to talk about it nearly as much, they have a lot of heavy crime and a different kind of family disturbances and, you know, all different kind of predators that go on in these small towns too, all kind of massacres and different kind of things if you stay abreast of it. But a lot of times, you know, different media wants to portray different communities differently without, you know, letting you come to the understanding that all kind of different communities engage in different behaviors. You know what I mean? The percentages could be what they are, but you're going to find that, you know, across the board. You know what I mean? So, you know, if that's what you mean, yeah, to a degree. But then at the same time, certain things are definitely particular to certain areas. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their vibe with everything. They do things in a certain kind of way. Now, I'm sitting here right now, real quick, as, you know, to the side, y'all. All right? Now, Jazzo, I know, I don't know if you kind of, you know, down and out right now because, you know, my Knicks had to, you know, give you a 76ers the elbow, you know what I mean, and had to knock them out the playoffs. But I'm sitting here right now. I got my New York Knicks hat on. The game is getting ready to start in a couple of minutes, so I'm going to be, you know, on the airways, but I'm also going to be checking out some of this game back and forth while I'm chilling with y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks are up right now. We up 2-0. Had a fantastic 2 games. The Garden was definitely rocking. All right, we had some nervous moments, but okay. But keep in mind, now I'm chilling right now, but I do understand this is the Knicks. And all my New York fans, mm-hmm, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All right? If you're a New York fan, you know what I'm talking about. Now, Mr. Tyler, do I understand that you were a former New Yorker? Is that right?
Say that again, brother.
I said, are you a former New Yorker yourself?
Definitely.
Okay.
I definitely
okay.
know what you're talking about. I just told my wife, like, I don't want to put nothing on it, because, like you said, yeah, 2-0. But New York is kind of related to like how the Falcons is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're
saying.
For
example, the Falcons will make it all the way to the championship, do good, and crush.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like
kind of the Knicks is kind of,
yeah,
like, so I don't want to get my hopes up.
Oh, dang.
So, you know what I'm saying? I still be having the faith, you know what I'm saying? But deep down, I'd be like, man.
But, yes, he was born in New York.
Okay. All right. Transplanted. I'm New Yorker down in ATL right now. So you understand where I'm coming from with the Knicks, man. So even though they up 2 games, Jazzo, are you with me on this? Even though they up 2 games and I'm happy, I don't want to get too happy, all right, because they are known for some of the most historic collapses in sports.
See? That's what I'm saying. The Falcons is, too.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of you know, put them kind
of
side.
That's his way of messing with me because, you know, I'm a Falcons ride or die fan. So even though they get, they choke and they they suck at times, but I still fuck with them.
Definitely.
I mean, mess with them, my bad, dog.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We got those hometown teams that we love, that we ride and die with them. I've been a Knicks fan forever. I've been a Mets fan forever. I'm basically like a, you know, like a New York. Whatever the team in New York is, I'm definitely going to ride with them. But, you know, some of the teams
yeah,
like
the Hawks.
Jets. And,
yeah, it's the Hawks.
You know, like the Jets, you know, and the Knicks. If you're a Jets or a Knicks fan, you've been suffering for a long time. You've been suffering for a long time. The Knicks haven't won a championship since like the early 70s. I think it's the same thing, you know, since the Jets have really been popping like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, man, we've been suffering here in New York as far as those two teams go for a long, long time. Jazzo, are you on board with this whole Knick run, man? You paying attention to the you know, to the playoffs? We in the playoffs, man.
Of course. But you know, Queens, that's my second home. All my teams are Philly and New York. I was kinda happy. I was like, damn, about time. I ain't seen nothing since Freewell with the Knicks. So I was still disappointed because the Sixers, cause I want MD to go a little further this year. But with the Knicks, I'm like, yo, these young boys, I kind of like them. They got a lot of energy. So I'm like, yeah, come on, y'all, because I don't want Boston. I want to take Boston out. So I'm happy for them. And it's about time because it's been almost like 30 years.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's been more than that, but you know, they got a little team running right now, so we'll see how it goes. You know, they're in the series right now against the much hated Indiana Pacers. All right, we've got a lot of history with the Pacers, a lot of ugly history with the Pacers. You know what I'm saying? All right, big shout out to the legendary Reggie Miller. All right, so anybody who's been around for a while, y'all know about that history, and y'all know it was not pretty. All right, so we're in the battle right now against this new wave Indiana Pacers. So you know the rivalry is still there. So hopefully they can close it out. You know, got the up two games and they get these next two games under the belt. But of course it ain't going to be easy. But you know, it's definitely going to be entertaining nonetheless. 563-999-3050. Still suffering with this weather, congestion, and all kind of stuff going on. But something else I want to talk about, real quick. The media is terrible when it's time to update stories and let us know the conclusion of things. They'll splash the headline when something happens, and you'll know all about it. But then you're never quite sure the way things concluded. Another story coming out of the South that was real big a few months ago. I guess maybe 6 months ago this story was like really, really big. We talked about it here on Dirty Basement Radio. Y'all remember Carly Russell? Y'all remember that name?
Yes. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
The girl that faked her own kidnapping, right?
Right. Now, for those that remember the story, this young lady, she was supposedly on the highway, driving down the highway, saw a baby walking alone on the highway and was, you know, trying to save the baby and called in the report. And all of a sudden, she turned up missing herself and nobody knew where she was until she returned unharmed with not a scratch on her to her parents' house. All right? Now, in the meantime, you know, there was a search that went out, and, you know, this was a real big story across the country, and a lot of people were, you know, involved in looking for this young lady. And a lot of things were speculated about what happened and, you know, where she was. And, you know, even to this day, we're still not really, really sure what happened. You remember that story, Mr. Roar? Mr. Roar? Guess he got lost again for a minute. Jazzo, you remember that story? I believe that was in Alabama. That was in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So a lot of resources ended up being spent. Of course, a lot of people were you know, upset at the fact that, you know, that she would do something like that. And they were really trying to, press whatever charges that they could, or, you know, have her, you know, have to make restitution. Some people thought that she should, go to jail for, such a thing for, creating, such a hoax. Now, the way that it ended up turning out, because, I have a tendency to keep up with stuff like this. Let me see, where is it actually? Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this clip, all right? Well, I believe this is a clip she's actually, now hopefully I have this right, because I have a couple of them. I hope I have this right, but I guess we'll play this, and then if not, then I have to play one of these other clips, but I believe this is a clip right here. She actually pled guilty. I believe they gave her, a probationary type situation, and it was she stood before the court and she made her statement. Let me see if this is it right here.
No jail time for Russell, Lisa, huh?
No, the case is now closed, and it was not the ending the Hoover police chief or the state attorney general's office had pushed for, but the judge handed down the sentence saying he would not treat Carly Russell any differently than any other first-time nonviolent offender.
This is a misdemeanor offense of making a false police report. How do you plead?
Guilty.
For the first time since she faked her own abduction last summer, we heard Carly Russell speak. After pleading guilty, she made an emotional plea for leniency in sentencing.
My sincerest apologies to the Hoover Police Department and every other law enforcement agency and personnel for the position that I put them in and for the resources used. I absolutely regret my decision, and in hindsight wish that I had cried for help in a totally different manner.
In the end, Judge David Carpenter sentenced Carly Russell to a total of a year in jail, but suspended that sentence so she'll be on probation instead. A disappointing end to this case for the state attorney general's office, which stepped in to prosecute the case. They had hoped Russell would at least come clean with the details of what happened during the almost 48 hours she was missing.
Ms. Russell faked the kidnapping, duped the community, and contrived this situation. We still, Judge, don't know to this day where she was, how she got there, what she was doing, with whom she was doing it with.
Russell was also ordered to serve 100 hours of community service and pay restitution of right at $18,000 to the city of Hoover as compensation for the search efforts. Police Chief Nick Derzis was not impressed.
The $17,800, whatever their restitution is, not really close to really what the restitution should be. And bottom line, there should be consequences for your actions. It appears to me here the consequences are for the parents, because I would assume that they're the ones that are going to have to pay for this.
Now, that last statement was definitely right. You know, in this case, the financial consequences are definitely going to be for the parents. I guess they're going to be on the hook for the $18,000 or whatever that is that they're making them pay for, the resources that were expended in the pursuit of finding out what happened to this young lady. But as you heard in the report, they definitely wanted more of a penalty for her. They didn't feel that what she got was nearly enough. I think what bothers a lot of people is, like what I said earlier, people still don't know what happened. You still don't know, there's still that air of mystery. Those questions were, never answered. What do you think, Tyler? You think it was enough? You think her punishment, the community service, suspended sentence, having to pay money back, she stood in front of the court. All right, y'all heard her. She copped her plea. A whole lot of sniffling going on. All right.
Right.
So what do you think? All right, so what do you think?
Okay, so first of all, she didn't just have her town looking for her. She had the whole country looking for
definitely
her. And then just show up back at your parents' house and ain't said nothing since.
So, yeah, definitely she got to pay that back to society. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it was a year in jail for a false report, that's what they should have let her do, a year in jail. So she'll know that she can't play with the whole world like that. Then you had the cops looking for you, the FBI, the DEA, the CIA, everybody was looking for her. So,
okay. Well, the judge said that he didn't want to treat her any differently than a nonviolent first-time offender would be treated. You think the judge was too lenient?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
I mean, I'm not no hater or nothing. I mean, I guess if she, you know, whatever, but I still don't know what all happened. I've heard so many versions of what happened. Yeah. So, like, who knows?
What do you think happened?
I think that because it was said that she tried to scare her ex-boyfriend into thinking she got kidnapped so he'll care or something like that. That's what I heard. And so, I mean, that's a lot. But, and then you said it was a kid. She said it was – then she involved a kid. She said it was a kid out there, and that's why she stopped her car, and that's how she got.
Right. Right.
She just disappeared away from the car, like.
But none of that answers the question of where she was for those 48 hours. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's what really bothered them the most. She wasn't even made to come clean about that part. You know what I mean? She didn't even
said she was at a hotel. She told her parents she was at a hotel.
Really?
That's what I seen on YouTube.
So she just booked herself. She just booked herself into a hotel for those a couple of days and just hid out in the hotel.
And she had a friend. A friend met her out there in that fog and picked her up on the road. And
wouldn't the CIA and FBI know that?
Nobody know what happened to her. The camera showed her right there 1 minute, and then the next minute she was gone. And nobody ever seen a kid. But when she called 911, she said there was a kid on the road.
Ain't right with that. That sounds funny.
Some weird shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Excuse
my language.
Like, you go to a hotel, even if you don't use a credit card, you use cash. It got to be some kind of like receipts or some kind of process you have to go through. You know what I'm saying?
Her friend was there with her. Her guy friend, he was there with her.
Mm-hmm. That guy friend might have been an older friend. She was creeping while she was sleeping. That's what I think. I think she was doing the wonton soup, the oochie coochie, the nasty nasty, the freaky dookie.
That's what I think too.
The dirty business social club backyard stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm inclined to think too. I think she was hoeing. I think she was out there, you know, living her best life for the moment, and you know, she thought she was gonna be slick, and it didn't go the way that she thought it was gonna go, and it all blew up in her face. You know what I mean? And, you know, I guess, you know, her parents and everybody else are trying to, you know, save face as best they can. You know what I mean? That's why I guess they trying to, you know, I guess for whatever reasons, you know, I guess her parents, must have, you know, dropped some money on a pretty good lawyer for them to totally have this kind of an outcome. I kind of sort of halfway agree with the judge, you know, because, you know, it is the first, even though it was a really big deal, and once again, I'm glad it turned out much worse than it could have. You know, it did turn out worse than it could have, because, you know, somebody could have got accused of something, and the wrong person could have got, and it could have really, really spiraled out of control. We've seen these kind of things happen before where, you know, people are accused of things and it's not that person, and, you know, the person made up the story, and, you know, it can really, really get out of hand. So, you know, so fortunately it didn't go that way in this case, but I do think that maybe, you know, while maybe jail time, or at least a significant amount of jail time, you know, might not have been warranted, I think I might have still put her in jail for maybe like 10 days or some shit like that to go along with everything else. You're gonna have to sit in the pokey for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? For doing some crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You need to sit in the pokey for a couple of days. I wouldn't put her in no, you know, it's not going to be, you know, super max or no crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you need to sit the pokey for a couple of days. For, you know, upsetting everybody and spending up all this money and got everybody looking for you and all this kind of stuff. And I think most importantly, I would have made her, she would have had to say something about what, like, you need to just, you know, find out where were you. That would have been part of her plea deal. All right, you're going to have to come clean.
Yeah, true indeed. 48 hours, that's a long time to be somewhere, wherever you at. You know what I mean? Even if you're in the yard, hiding behind the vestibule or something. 48 hours? Come on, what was you doing?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's definitely a lot.
DJ Sincere, I know what you was doing with that girl. Like, no.
Nah, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. If it was, they'd have probably had me locked up under the jail and all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, man,
right?
You got to. All right, they'd have probably tried to get me to pay restitution and all kind of crazy stuff like that. So, it wasn't me. All right, I ain't got no money, so y'all looking at the wrong person. Nah, y'all looking at the wrong person. All right, I would have never got away with that anyway. You know what I'm saying? But nah. Yeah, but
she better hope
thing,
she don't,
you know,
get really snatched up, because if she really gets snatched up, there ain't nobody going to believe it.
No, ain't nobody going to believe that no more. And, you know, not just her, but, you know, there's always been.
I mean,
you know,
I ain't trying to make
been,
a joke about it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but there's always been the, you know, discrepancy, you know, when it comes to missing black girls as opposed to missing white girls. You know, in terms of the way that they're treated, in terms of the attention that each case might get. So now that you do have, you know, this black girl who made this accusation, who got a whole lot of attention, all right, behind it, and it ended up being false, that's a problem now for, you know, when the next situation happens. You know, the first thing people are going to be thinking and might come out of a lot of people's mouths is, oh, is this another fake case? Is it a fraud? Is this, you know, a hoax or whatever? And that's, you know, that's definitely part of the, you know, the danger. That's definitely part of the danger. All right. Dirty Basement Radio, I'm here right now. Excuse me for being a little bit distracted. I am watching my Knicks right now. Now, they're playing in Indiana. All right, they're back in Indiana after those first two games in New York. All right, so they definitely got that, the Pacers got that home cooking going on right now. All right, so they're actually in the lead in the game right now. But we're going to get back to some more of this music. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, talking some politics and some news happenings, because the media sucks. So, you know, we got to keep you up to date on how things turn out at the end. All right, big shout out to DJ Hard Hitter. This is Work.
Okay, we gonna start twerking over this. Time to turn up, girl, bend over, let me see it. If you're looking for a real trill, man, let me be it. Got a brand new whip, it's parked outside, and I got enough room for your homegirls to ride. Work, 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 work,
Hitting her spot like psh, 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 psh. committed like, hey. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey. Shoot him out shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Grandma was in A, auntie was in it, A. Mama had triple A, I wasn't scared to crash anyone anyway. I ride a shoddy while bro had a shoddy like we in the getaway. I gotta penetrate, I gotta generate. I got like 20 some years to my hood, now I gotta go live away. I'm out of town, but I'm not on the getaway. I spin a giveaway. Fuck you mean, I'm the generous king for real. I fuck her to sleep, then I light up the street. Got a screaming like Billy Jean for real. I'm from the M, I got M's in the bank and M's in all my streams for real. Feeling like Phil, they be living like Carlson if I leave him in the wheel. Shoot my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Shoot my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Hit the spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man. Shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed like, hey. Study the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey. Shoot him out shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Baby, I'm loving the taste. I think I'm ready for kids. He said when it stops trying to come in the face. That makes sense. I'm going up past L.A. Brent. I'm going off no fail safe switch. Yeah, me and my team go back like plastic cup boys on some tailgate shit. Okay, hold look. All eyes on me, ho. I feel like I'm Truman. No, we finna win it, cause I'm about to lose it. I don't give a fuck what computers are shooting. I go off a field, no heads, he's just shooting. I die for my team, I'm the coach, I'm recruiting. I'm spending my time and I'm saving the day, ho. I feel like a mutant. I'm built like a student. I'm feeling bilingual, cause I'm in Nigeria. Rocking the Cuban, smoking on Cubans. My life was a highlight reel that I keep on looping. You can't just tell me shit, ho. You gotta prove it. These niggas stealing, they first name is Lupin. I'm hitting harder than bitch, like you. And they send a shot for some high, just juke it. Hitting my desk, motherfucker, I'm BS. Yeah, you know I can't forget that I do it. Shoot my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey. Shoot my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Hitting the spot like, hey, 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 hey. I gotta get it, man. Shout out, I hit it. I'm fully committed like, hey. I studied the target, I'm never gonna miss it. I call that precision like, hey. Shoot my shot like, hey. Hit the red dot like, hey. Finger on the trigger like, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show. Just blazing through a couple of joints. You just finished listening to Big Sean on that joint right there, that joint called Precision. Shooting my shot. All right, got to take your chances in life. All right, you got to shoot your shot. Otherwise, you know, if you don't take it, then you're definitely going to miss because you didn't take the shot. Ain't that right, Jazzo? Got to take them shots. You be out there big pimping, right?
And you know it, player, player. You don't do it for me, do it for your country.
All right, Jazzo, you're a funny fool, man. All right, well, I'm definitely looking forward to that January the 1st, man. Unfortunately, we couldn't make that connection this week. I was prepared, man. I'm getting ready to get my new suitcase and pack up my rolling suitcase. You know, I'm trying to get out of here on the road and see some folks this year, hopefully see some more folks. I might turn up at ATL, run up on the Tyler's right quick for a day or two. I picked up my dude A1. I see him in the building. I might need to pop down to the Carolinas and run up on A1, you know, see what's really good. You know, a few things going on. Big shout out to Mr. Roy. Now, Mr. Roy's kind of far. Now, he's all the way down there, Florida. That's
we got to hit that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's like the last stop on the F train and shit. Like last stop on the F train. All right. Yeah, man, that's kind of far. All right, but we're going to see what's really good. You know, we've always talked about, you know, making a connection, getting everybody together for some kind of event or festivities. All right, that would be, that definitely would be a good thing. That definitely would be a good thing. All right, let me see. We got a few more joints that we want to play before we get on out the door. All right, and see what's going on full time with this Nick game. But we will be in the building tomorrow, once again, for the original Dirty Basement Radio Show. My dude, Mr. Roy, will be in the back of the building with us. I expect Remedy Cold Sweat to be in the building. All right, and y'all can definitely come through, too. Rock out with us. All right, we'll have an edition of the Going Out tomorrow and a few other things on the mind to talk about. All right, let me see what I want to. What I want to play, I was just thinking of a song. Now it escapes me. It escapes me. But let me see what I do want to play nonetheless. All right, any requests? Jazzo, you got anything that you want to hear?
I don't even know if we still got it in the system. La Nigre.
La Negra, La Negra. All right, I see about that. What about you, Tyler?
Did you get that song from the artist China Monet, Submissive?
I
sent it through the email.
No, I'm sorry. I definitely did not see that one. I definitely did not see that one, unfortunately. All right. Well, definitely I have to think about getting that on tomorrow. When did you send that? You sent that recently?
Yeah, I sent it like two or three days ago, I think. I was wondering why
okay,
you didn't send them back. I meant to ask you about it before the show, but, you know, life was life, and so we just got it together right here, right when it started. So.
Well, I can dig it. I can dig it. So which email did you send it to?
Hold on. Let me see. Can I find it real quick?
All right. We're definitely going to get that one. Yeah, we're definitely going to get that one up on deck. All right. Big shout out to my dude, DJ Itchy Pomona. He's actually here in the city. All right, I ran up on him just the other day. All right, Sunday, we did a dual broadcast of his show. Retro Future Radio Show. I was definitely in the building live with him. He's running around downtown Manhattan right now, so going to connect with him. He's going to be here for a minute, hopefully. So we're definitely going to connect and run around and tear up the city a little bit in the coming days. So big shout out to my dude, Itchy Pomona, rocking out in New York City, my West Coast fam. He'll be in the building once again. For the ATL Live, excuse me, not the ATL Live show, for the Retro Future Radio show. Here on Dick Mason Radio, he'll be in the building on Sunday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely, definitely look for him. Definitely puts on a hot, hot show. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find this song. This young lady was in the building with him just the other day on the Retro Future show. Let's see if we don't have her record here. I'm quite sure we have her record here. I got to see. Big shout out to, once again, to Miss Cox. I was on a conference call with that young lady, and definitely has a hot, hot song. I thought we definitely had that in the switchboard. Itchy, where'd you put the song at? Man, I know that he had played the song.
Oh, but sorry to interrupt you. I sent it to the AOL one.
Okay, the MP3.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll see if we can get that together. All right. Unfortunately, I can't find that one either. All right, Itchy Pomona. I got to see what we did with that song. But once again, big shout out to that artist. Was going to try to get that one spinning. But all right. All right, let me try something else. Let me see if I can get this one going while we see if we can look in the email and find that other song. All right, I guess we'll do this one right now. Big shout out to Dior.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It's your girl, Dior the Chocolate Dial, and you're rocking with DJ Sincere. Check out my single, Let Him See It, now playing on Dirty Basement Radio.
Ayy, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Throw it back it, I'ma break it. Got this nigga feeling hot and horny the way I shake it. Booty moving like an earthquake, it be shaking. And all my girls with me, fine as fuck, no relation. I work my way to the top and I'm owning it. And I'ma get it when I want, no persigning. If you a freak hoe, bend over and touch your toes. Make them niggas throw them dollars when you twerk it on the pole. Big booty freak, I'ma wind it up. I do my dance on this lap, his dick rising up. Twerking on the pole, kitty all up in your face. Every hour got this ass on display. Never no coward, my bitches a bedazzlery. We tearing up the club with pussy popping mastery. Drop this ass like a fucking bad habit. Coming on your face, now it's messy all on your jacket. Freak hoe, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy.
Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Ayy, freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch. Bend ass, bump that ass. Gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap. Bump that ass, bump that ass. Gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap. Ayy, bounce that ass, ayy. Move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass, ayy. I'ma twerk harder. Bounce that ass, ayy. Move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass, ayy, I'ma twerk harder. I know you been patiently waiting, wanna see how a bitch gonna shake it. With a hump in my back, looking like I'ma break it. A cute face, slim waist in my thighs, dick. Bounce his ass up and down like he got hydraulic. Don't want no house to wear diamond ring. Money shower is a wedding dream. He said he wanna see me shake his ass. Time ain't free, better throw the cash. I'ma bend it over, touch my toes and let him see it. Boss bitch, I ride it good, keep him fiending. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Mona, and I tune in to Dirty Basement Radio every Saturday so I can hear DJ Sincere make it do what it do, baby.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already were told. And it's the Lord I'll shame. The devil bought your soul, and with even said it, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his head. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no breath. I know you got a chick on his head. Y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I'm the ace of spades. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been sold. And it's a lowdown shame. The devil bought your soul. And we'll see if it's steady.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live Show. But we're taking it to the West Coast on that one. Big shout out to Mona. That was Side Chick. We're going to keep it in the West for a minute. Right, my apologies for not having those couple of songs. We're going to get that together for tomorrow for y'all. All right, big shout out to Miss Cox. And also, what's that other song that the Tylers have wanted me to play? That submissive song, yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing that. See what she's talking about on that. Talking about I cook and I clean. Oh, you do you? Huh? Okay, we gonna see about that. We gonna see about that, Tyler.
Yeah, she's dope. Yeah. She's dope. That's she's fine with ugly money.
Okay, all right, that's what it is. We're going to see what's up with that. All right, I haven't heard the song yet, but I'm already thinking, all right, that sounds like that might need a response record. All right, now, is she a hip-hop or an R&B artist?
Oh, she's both, but that's a hip-hop song, yeah.
Okay, all right, it's a hip-hop song, no doubt. Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, you're going to like it. I actually thought you was talking about that song when you introduced the Southern Soul song earlier, when you was like, you ladies need to listen to this.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely pull it up tomorrow. Maybe we may include it in the go or no, or maybe we just might play it flat out. Now, you know, I know you guys have a very hectic schedule, but you're always free to, you know, tap in for the Saturday edition also. Definitely want to, get your feedback on some of these songs or, you know, whatever else you got going on. If you're at an event and you can tap in while we're on the air, we'd love to have you tap in live from, some of the events if we, if our times correspond with one another. All right. We've got a few more minutes before we get on out of here. Another great show. Let's keep it on the West Coast right now with a little East-West Coast connection on this song. All right. This is Cocaine alongside of Kool Rock Ski. This is called Hush.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do our brand of hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Curtis Blow, to name just a few names. I rock a Kool Rock Ski, I'm not the cool in the game. you know Fat Boy Clay. And I'm back with the West Coast OG cocaine, the real hip hop. From day to dawn, when Kool Herc started this in the park. Africa, Bambada, at the Roxy, y'all. Salute to the one grand wizard Theodore. Poppers and lockers, let me see what you got. It's the boy Cocaine and my name's Kool-Rock. Yeah, east to the west, of course we're fresh. Oh, you thought that we were rotten? Huh, I beg your pardon, too old to be rapping. That's truly absurd, this is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard.
Hush, little baby, don't say the word. This is real hip-hop, so fuck what you heard.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. About that time for us to get on out the door. Had another fantastic edition of the ATL Live Show, of course, featuring the Tylers. Had my man Jazzo in the building. Mr. Raw popped in for a few. Had him in the building. All right, definitely a good, good show. Big shout out to everybody on the behind-the-scenes checking, checking out the Dirty Basement Radio ATL Live Show. All right, we definitely need to get more of these independent Southern artists in the building, Tyler. So I'm gonna give y'all the assignment to help me out to round up some more independent artists, because I know there's like a, you know, every time you turn around you could bump into an artist in Atlanta just like you can here in New York. So I need y'all to help me out so we can get some more of this independent music playing. But on the other side of it, I think we're gonna continue with this doing a Southern Soul segment here on the ATL Live Show. I think I like that. All right, so we're going to be bringing a lot more of that music and those, songs from that genre, you know, to the forefront. So, if you know, if you got guys got, any songs that you be rocking to, all right, when you be, stepping out, going to the bar, maybe going to the juke joint. Y'all go to the juke joint?
Well,
all right, they got plenty of there.
I've been to the juice joint. I have been to the juice joint. Yeah. But it's been a minute because Atlanta's kind of evolved past the juke joint stage.
Oh, really? All right, so what? There's no more juke joints in the ATL? Where you got to go for the juke joints now?
The ATL is sections.
Okay.
Sections.
I was
going to
say maybe y'all got too fancy. Maybe y'all got too fancy for the juke joint. Huh?
Wings, hookahs, sections, and bottles.
No, that's what it is. Well, that don't sound like the juke joint to me. The juke joint ain't got no sections. They ain't got no hookah in the juke joint. What type of thing?
Welcome to 2024. Atlanta ain't got no more juke joints like that.
Okay, so I guess you got to go to the outskirts. You got to go to the
Waffle House.
Right.
What is it now?
The Waffle House.
That's the closest you're going to get to a juke joint.
The Waffle House? Man, I don't know about the Waffle Houses. I heard they be having like the free-for-all and the Battle Royal be at the Waffle House. Now.
Yeah, depending on who you go to. You know.
Now,
you just got to know which one to go to. There's like 3,000.
Yeah, I know that's right. Now, I've been to a couple of Waffle Houses over the years. Now, for those of us on the East Coast, we don't have Waffle Houses on the East Coast. All right? We have IHOP, all right, International House of Pancakes. We have IHOP, all right, here on the East Coast. We don't have Waffle Houses. But I guess it's kind of a similar kind of thing, but we don't have them kind of disturbances. I haven't seen them kind of disturbances in the IHOP like the Waffle House. Y'all be jumping over counters and all kind of mess. I'm like, hold up. Can't be jumping on those damn counters. I got to eat here. What the hell is this? Don't get quiet now. Y'all be acting up. Why y'all be acting up? I don't know why they be acting up. You know what I'm saying? The Tylers have to, I guess they have to run. I guess we lost connection with the Tylers right quick. All right, we got to get ready to get on out of here in a couple of minutes, but let me make this last connection. KV.
Hey,
Hey, what's up with you, Sincere? How you doing, man?
What's going on? What's going on, man? I appreciate you popping in. We're just getting ready to get on out the building, man. But what's good with you?
Oh, man, just had a beautiful day today, man. I'm sitting up here medicating and watching the Knicks and the Pacers, man. You know the Knicks is up 2-0, man. We in Indiana today, man. So
yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I've definitely been in tune with the playoffs. I got the game on myself while I'm on the air, you know what I'm saying, checking it out. Folks thought that we was going to get blown out the building here in Indiana, but everything is going. You know, it's a close game, two-point game right now. It's going to be a tight going down to the wire, I do hope. The Knicks just got to stay on them, stay close for the game, and, you know, pull it out at the end. You know, give yourself a chance to win at the end. Just got to stay close. Don't let them get away with it. And because, you know, they are at home and they got that home court advantage, that energy.
Yeah, man. Look here. We the Knicks, man. You understand that?
I know. And like I was saying earlier in the show, before you come on, that's why we don't want to get too excited, because it is the Knicks. And they have a history of historic collapses of epic proportions. You know I'm telling the truth, bro. They've had collapses of epic proportions. So, you know, even though we up 2-0 right now, let's not talk too crazy too soon. Now, if they win this game, then we can start talking crazy. I do. If they win this game tonight, then we can start talking crazy.
You're going back to the 2000 NBA Eastern Conference Finals, right?
I was talking about it earlier, man.
And it went in and came out, and the time ran out, and they lost. Remember that?
Man, there's a lot of history. Are we playing the Pacers right now? You know the history with the Knicks and the Pacers. It's ugly. You know it's ugly. That history is ugly. All right. If you were a Knicks fan, all right, and you know the hate Reggie Miller to this day, you are not a real Knicks fan. All right? You are not a real Knicks fan.
Hey, what did they tell him the other night in New York? What did they tell Reggie the other night in New York? What did the Garden tell him?
What?
They said, F you. All in unison. The Garden, man, it ain't no joke, man, in that Garden.
I'm trying to tell you that, you
while
know what I'm saying?
Just, announcing.
You know, the Pacers?
Yeah. And then Flavor Flav had to come out, man, and go on ahead and just, you know, smooth things over, take a pic with him. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, you know. So you had a lot of dignitaries in the building. Spike Lee was in the building. Chris Rock was in the building. There's a lot of people in the audience and whatnot because this is New York City. And it's just like, you know, playing in L.A., you're going to have everybody courtside and all the big names and all the recognizable faces are definitely going to be in the building for, you know, for that. So, all right, but, you know, like I said, if we win tonight, oh, my goodness, if we win tonight, all right, they might as well just give us the championship. just give it to us now. All right, if we win tonight, you might as well just give it to us now. Ain't that right, Jazzo? Just give it to us now. Jazzo, where you at, man? He probably watching the game, too. All right, big shot.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're watching the game.
We need the championship, player. I'm over here, come on. Y'all better pull this out. Y'all beat this. I'm like running down the street talking about, woo-woo-woo.
Man, listen, can you imagine, first of all, now, if the Knicks win this series, all right, if they get out the second round and they win this series, all right, I guess Boston or whoever wins the Boston series will be, you know, up next or whatever. But if the Knicks get out of this round of the playoffs, the city's going to be on fire. If the Knicks, the city's going to be on fire. If the Knicks beat the Pacers in the second round, the city's going to be on fire. It's going to be crazy. All right, the energy in the city is going to be crazy. All right, and if they have a good series with Boston, you know what I'm saying, if they make a real good run, even if they don't make it to the finals, if they make a real good run, I get past the second round into, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, the city's going to be lit.
I totally agree. It's going to be like John Starks played.
You know, right, right. It's going to be crazy. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. We could use this in New York City right now. We could definitely use the energy. Take some attention away from our goofy-ass mayor, who nobody likes. Nobody likes him. Right? For my people in other parts of the country, don't let them lie to you. Nobody here likes this guy. All right? Yeah, he black, but he look like fucking Skeletor, and nobody likes him. All right? For all my old school comic book heads, look at that guy and tell me that he does not look like the Red Skull. All right? Y'all know who the Red Skull is. All my old school Captain America comic book. Y'all know who the Red Skull is? That nigga look like the Red Skull. This nigga got the vein popping out his head and everything. You're like the Red Skull for real, son. I'm sorry. All right. I don't know if I'm going a little bit too old school for some of y'all, but yeah. All right. But time for us to go out the door, man. KV, appreciate you coming through. Jazzo, as always, Mr. Ross, salute. All right. Big shout out to the Tylers for being in the building for the ATL Live Show. We'll be in the building tomorrow, KV. So if you get a chance, come on through. All right. We got an addition to go with. It's going to be going down. What's up?
Oh, that's going to be a beautiful thing, man. Shit, I've been. Man, I sure will, man. Send out a deal like you always do. I'll share it, man. And you should activate your Twitter again too, man.
Oh, I'm still on Twitter, baby. I'm still on Twitter. Twitter's crazy right now, though, man. Twitter is crazy.
Hey, man, I'm in my own world. Okay. I just been blessed by the Lord. I had some good things happen for me. I just picked up my old school out the shop yesterday. Rolled him around. I'm playing around with some more wrenches, man. I'm about to put my wheels back on him. Probably go back up in the studio. Me and Neff going to drop something. I'll probably pull something out this vault. Yeah, man.
Nice.
So I just been blessed, man.
All right. That's what's up. All right. So tap in the mall. Let me see if I can get some last words from Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy, you still in the building with me?
Yeah. I'm still here.
All right, we get ready to get on out the door. Of course, we'll be back in the building tomorrow. So you got any last words?
I was just saying peace and blessings to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in. And enjoy the rest of this evening. And, take your two letters.
Absolutely. All right, time for us to go. All right, y'all take care and be safe. Going to close it out with this one. All right, Mr. Roy pulled this back into the system. So I think it's only right. We haven't rocked this in a while. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Evacuate the building. Kill zones in the area.
Yeah.
Kill zones in the area.
Watch out.
It's Ron Terry, Queens, New York. Kill zone the antique. Lost studios. Shouts to Mr. Raw, the whole dirty basement. Yeah. One stop, I'm collapsing buildings and cracking floors. You motherfuckers got a wall from raw artists slipping out. Hope you get it now. My lines are over your head like you playing monkey in the middle with a little stick figure in a sword fight. Who lost, right? My bars are fucking crazy. Punch lines are punch ladies. And probably all for witness. Your bars are like a baby new wet in an abortion clinic. This is art like a painting and the picture is so vivid. I'm just living this human race and the odds are winning. All looking slim like an aftermath artist. Go crash a dance to find a beat you think goes the hardest. Pick a sweet technique to do with your feet. Say the same words in the chorus. Probably get famous for it. This shit you think I'm on another, push me off the edge. Bitch, you think you are, but a pussy don't get erect. So get demolished, this weed got me leaning like me and Domingo in the hallway, sipping in college way before I smoke chronic. Parties dropping, New Year's Eve in the living room. Ain't talking killing, talking about what the weed and the liquor do. I got the sickest crew, wicked moves, vicious fumes. The lyrical cracking is my reaction
this
to wack shit.
This hard versus, which is light work. Overall, Mr. Raw track, yeah, that's tight work. I think you better fall back, cause this might hurt. Cause when they spitting, they ripping, they make it hard for competition, so listen.
Spread the word, make this spitting out the verbs, and lyrically he's making all these other rappers break the curse. Go ahead, pick away at my brain, you little bird. You catch yourself choking and suffering from the curse's curse. Because you can't understand my plan, the story of a man taking over the earth with his bare hands. In his left hand, the mic, the other hand, some ass. I mean, I'm trying to live that life for fans and make her dance. I'm also trying to find a wife who can cook without pants. I'm trying to book me a flight all the way to Japan. If you don't like what I'm saying, you could think that I'm playing. But the problem is, you're trying to kick me out and I'm staying. Uh-oh, you got your girl pregnant, hope you love her. Hope you're ready for children and moving in with the mother. Should've been like me, that's why I always wear rubber. I'm not trying to have a girl call me daddy unless I fuck her. I mean, one day I'll have a kid, pick a fence kind of shit. But for now, make a hit. If you drink it, take a sip. If you smoke it, take a hit. Have some fun, man. Listen to me spin. Switch clothes like a menstrual. Got the side of my dental. You're gonna need some special. Got it to reach my level. So if I can mix a rebel to stimulate my mental. Your girl's trying to pay to use my penis as a rental. Had to take a breath real quick. Battling me was the cause of your death. This is your boy Face. Been crazy since I was 7. Chilling in the devil's chariot, bumping Stairway to Heaven. Obama fucking won, but really fucking election. Cause in the end it's gonna be kills on that I'm repping.
Woo! Biatch!
Don't give him no more. Dirty Basement exclusive.